And it's time to get to the business news now with Nicholas Poynton. Nicholas, full year profit for the country's largest bank. What, it's taken a bit of a tumble?
Yeah, ANZ Bank has shown that, like everyone else, it's not immune to the worst effects of COVID-19. Its income fell and its costs have risen in light of the emergence of the coronavirus. Its profit for the year is down by about $500 million as its earnings have been squeezed. That's really due to this low interest rate environment which we find ourselves in at the moment. That took a significant bite out of its margins, and it's also had to put aside more and more money to cover bad debts. It's put aside $400 million to date, which is a significant sum of money, and the company's also had to spend more on its operations. So all of this left it with a net profit of $1.3 billion for the year.
Not to be sneezed at.
No, not at all. That's compared with $1.8 billion the year earlier, which represents a fall of about 27%. The bank says it's done taking many steps to support customers throughout the pandemic. It says it's helped 43,000 customers so far with mortgage deferrals and loan adjustments, and that's totals about $27 million. The bank's chief executive, Antonia Watson, she says all in all, she's pretty pleased with the result. She says the bank, it's in good shape to weather the COVID-19 storm going forward. And I'm sure this would come as, you know, quite welcome news to the RBNZ, who's been keeping a very close eye on the health of our banks in light of the pandemic. And they'll be encouraged to know that this bank is in, well, you know, all things considered, a relatively good position.
Now, this is going to be interesting for a few people who might be going out to do their Christmas shopping and what have you. Trouble on the horizon for importers.
Yeah, this is a troubling story. So the New Zealand Freight Forwarders Federation is warning of a critical shortage in shipping capacity. And it says the current demand for space for ships is up 25% on the prior period, and it's only likely to increase in the run-up to Christmas. And these delays in the global supply chain, it's really been due to COVID-19. When China went into its lockdown earlier this year, it effectively led to many shipping companies really scaling back the capacity that they offered when the country opened up. Demand really soared, and that wasn't just for that was demand for Chinese products, but also for global shipping space. But look, unfortunately, the demand is outstripping the available supply, and this is having huge flow-on effects because look, there is now severe congestion in ports all around the world, particularly in Southeast Asia, which will affect New Zealand. And what is really worrying is that the freight industry, this freight federation that represents the industry here in New Zealand, says that some shipping lines are cutting services to New Zealand to reduce the delays in their own schedules. And they're reporting that the shipping companies are not adding any additional services because there's a lack of boats and actually berthing windows. So the impact for importers could be quite significant because, you know, some are going to struggle with just getting their stuff into the country. There are going to be others who are going to face delays. And if you do, even if you manage to get your stuff across the border, there's also going to be higher shipping costs attached to that. So when I spoke to the Federation's chief executive today, I asked them about when do you expect there to be, you know, when do you expect this congestion to really ease up? She said she has no idea.
Are we talking mainly big items then? Are we talking like appliances, like your TVs and your washing machines and your stoves? Because other stuff comes in planes, doesn't it?
Yeah, so air freight, it is really expensive at the moment, and because we have less international travel, which is how most of our goods is actually delivered to us, that's become really expensive. That's been scaled back, so a lot of importers have been looking towards shipping to get most of their items to New Zealand, but that also comes with significant delays. You know, planes get here in a jiffy, but with boats and things like that, there is a significant delay, but it looks like there's going to be even more delays on the horizon.
Now, tell me what's been going on the markets today too.
So yeah, the NZX Top 50, it had a strong rally this afternoon to limit its losses after it opened, you know, really sharply lower this morning. That's because it was engulfed by this negative mood from overseas. So it's closed down 0.5% to 62 points to 12,201. And earlier in the show, you were talking to Air New Zealand.
Yep.
On the back of that announcement, its share price is down 3.4% to $1.41 per share. Our dollar, it's buying 66.4 US cents, 96 Australian, 51.1 British pence. And to mix things up a bit,
I thought I'd give you
the price.
Pig trotters, salt, what have you got for
Bitcoin
me?
Bitcoin is up by a third of a percent. A single Bitcoin, a single unit of the cryptocurrency, that will buy you 19,945 New Zealand dollars.
Wowza. Thanks, Nicholas. Nicholas Poynton with our business news there.